India has given America many things. Yoga, Bollywood. Chicken tikka masala. And of course, Mahatma Gandhi, whose light guided Dr. Martin Luther King to his dream.
The person who has influenced my life in terms of action more than anybody is Mahatma Gandhi.
But this election season, America can thank India for one more source of inspiration.
Abhi ki bar, Trump, Sarkar.
What? Come again? That is Hindi, but a very trumped up Hindi. And this is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. What Trump was doing or trying to do was borrow an old election slogan that propelled India's Narendra Modi's successful campaign in 2014 to become the Prime Minister of India. Ab ki baar Modi Sarkar. Which means this time it's the Modi government's time. That ushered in the Narendra Modi government with a whopping majority and became quite a catchphrase in India. Donald Trump hopes the magic of that slogan, even a little mangled, might rub off on him. And he wants to woo some Indian-American voters.
We love the Hindus. We love India.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
India is not just Hindu. But Trump was speaking at a rally organized by the Republican Hindu Coalition, which has raised mega bucks for Trump. And Trump became the first presidential candidate to show up at an Indian-American rally, a rally with movie stars and a cheesy Bollywood-esque skit where dancing couples were attacked by hooded terrorists and then defeated by brave Navy SEALs. Trump was the star attraction, and he played to the crowd.
The Indian and Hindu community will have a true friend in the White House. We will defeat radical Islamic terrorism.
And then?
I look forward to working with Prime Minister Modi, who has been very energetic in reforming India's bureaucracy. Great man. I applaud him for doing so. And I look forward to doing some serious bureaucratic trimming right here in the United States. Believe me, we need it also.
Whoa. It's as if Trump is saying he wants to learn something from the Indian Prime Minister, Modi. It led to a BuzzFeed headline saying Trump was presenting himself as the American Modi. Now that is not following the usual script for outreach to India. Like Obama has done. You know, you make a joke about Indian culture or food. Obama claims he can cook a mean dal. Then a quote about Gandhi.
I might not be standing before you today as President of the United States had it not been for Gandhi and the message he shared and inspired with America and the world.
And then the usual boilerplate dialogue about the world's oldest democracy and the world's largest democracy being natural allies. But is Trump suggesting a sitting Indian Prime Minister might be his role model? Modi, too, is a controversial figure, an India first nationalist. He has promised more governance, less government, and has been attacked as someone hostile to minorities, especially Muslims, in a Hindu-majority country. But he enjoys huge support in the Indian diaspora, as his mammoth rally in Madison Square Garden proved.
Bharat Mata Ki.
And Trump thinks the way to the diaspora's heart is through Modi and the boogeyman of the Islamic terrorist. And he wants to present Indians as the good immigrants, the spelling bee winning types. As Newt Gingrich made it clear to Indian television, both Trump and Modi are practical men, and he doesn't think the immigration rhetoric will get in the way.
Overwhelmingly, Indians come to America through legal immigration, so I think in that sense he's not a problem.
What Gingrich or Trump might not know is that a Pew Center report says Indians are actually one of the fastest growing groups of immigrants in the U.S. illegally, not by crossing the border, but by overstaying visas. But for now, a campaign that's accused of being anti-immigrant can find some diversity cover in a Bollywood rally. Will it work? Will the 3.2 million Indian Americans be seduced by Trump? A poll in September puts Trump's support among Indian Americans at a measly 7%. But that's before he dispatched his daughter-in-law to a Hindu temple for Diwali and released his campaign ad.
Abhi ki bar, Trump, Sarkar.
But he didn't mention one little point from his resume.
When it comes to great steaks, I've just raised the stakes. Trump steaks are by far the best tasting, most flavorful beef you've ever had. Truly in a league of their own.
Those Hindus he loves just might have a beef with that. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
आजा जिंद शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमान के तले।